Welcome back to the Real BS Show. It's getting cold outside now.
That's right.
What the heck? It'll start snowing probably.
I know. It was like 70 degrees for the past few days.
Yeah, 74 yesterday. I split a lot of wood. Now it's back into the 40s, I think.
You can split more wood in the cooler.
Oh, boy. Hey, this sounds familiar.
Yeah.
We should do a show on Bob Dylan.
Yes.
He wrote so many songs.
It's crazy.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's Wagon Wheel and all these different songs that I had no clue.
Right. I'm not even sure how many songs he wrote. He probably wrote, you know, easily thousands of songs. And so many people have covered him. It's crazy, you know. A lot of the famous hits that people know and love, a lot of them were probably written by Bob Dylan, or he had his hand in it, you know? I mean, I'm just looking at the list now. I keep on scrolling. You can Google it, list of songs written by Bob Dylan, and you'll see a lot of people have covered those songs, you know?
That's for sure.
You know, that one song, everyone knows, like, All on the Watchtower, or, you know,
The Birds got started
Knocking on Heaven's Door, you know, that's another one. This right now, that's what's playing, Blowing in the Wind. Mr. Tambourine Man, you know, there's a lot of songs that he wrote that I think people need to know how good of a guy. You know, he's a good songwriter, you know, very talented. He has the niche. He knows what hits.
Good musician, that's for sure.
Right.
He's still alive.
Yeah. He's still writing songs. Heck, he has a song that was released in 2023-24. Let me look here. 2023 is his latest. You know, there's other ones he released that they're, you know, 2024 one that came out. So a lot of songs coming out from him. Still writing.
Yeah, we did a show with him at the Warner Theater. What a burnout bunch that was.
Yeah,
they didn't want to be here, that's for sure. They didn't want to be in Erie.
Right.
But here they were.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, pick one and let's surprise everybody.
Yeah.
People won't realize that all these were written by him.
Yeah.
We even do some that he sings, too.
Yeah.
Some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey! Thank you. concerts kept a few. While all the women came and went, barefoot servants too.
This is the Real BS Show. That was Jimi Hendrix there covering a song by Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Well, Dylan had a lot of songs, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I wrote a lot of songs. We did one, it was called Wagon Wheel, and I went to my doctor's appointment, and he says, well, Bob Dylan wrote that song. I said, I didn't know that.
Right? Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Holy cow. Yeah.
I looked it up when you told me. I didn't know that.
Kind of a fun song to play, too.
Yeah. You know, I've always heard the story that when Bob Dylan plugged an electric guitar, he got booed. And there's some probably truth to that that actually happened. But, you know, he kind of was an innovator. You know, he did some, you know, he messed around with the blues. He messed around with, you know, country music. And he went with the times a little bit. Even collaborated with some hip-hop artists. You know, it's kind of a...
I think he was ahead of his times.
Yeah, he still is.
Back in the 60s.
Right. So, you know, I kind of give the guy some, you know, cred there for...
And he's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Jeez. You
know? I don't even know how old he is. He's 83 years old.
Wow.
Born in Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah, he's Jewish. But, yeah, he's recorded so many songs. He's been playing since 1957. That's a long time. Yeah, you know, that's almost the age of my parents. If you think about it, my mother was born in 1955, so she was 2 years old when he started. You know, that's kind of that's crazy to think about. You know, but yeah, that last one there, he wrote that one, and then Jimi Hendrix, you know, covered it, and everyone loves Jimi Hendrix, right? You know, he's a talented musician. Covered Bob Dylan, took that what Bob Dylan wrote and. Boom, made it a masterful piece, you know. But we're going to do two songs or three songs that he sung himself.
He did himself?
Yeah, he wrote these, but other people covered them. You know, you got like Knocking on Heaven's Door and other songs that, you know, people have covered. But this is the original one he did. I kind of think it's better, you know, than Guns N' Roses or Warren Zephyron or whatever.
Too Dumb to Quit.
Yeah, well... Hey, we did it.
This guy's.
Yeah. Well, you guys did a good job, too. You know, you guys did the Dylan version, though.
Yeah, we did, yeah. So, well, I didn't know it, but we did.
But so. even Warren Zephyrin did the Dylan version, really. And Guns N' Roses kind of changed it up a little bit, but really doesn't deviate too much. But it's an example of how, like, not just is he a great songwriter, but he also is a great musician, Bob Dylan is, the way he composes the song. It's catchy. Like, and it's not the same song being written over and over again. He actually can write a new song. And some of these, that's why I personally picked two of these on here, that like Summer Days and Tempest. To me, they just really stand out as unique and interesting how he put them together. So
I've never heard either one of these.
Neither
songs,
have I until just a little bit ago. Yeah, we kind of was like, whoa, that's beautiful. So yeah, we'll hit those up.
Okay, let's give it a roll.
Summer nights are gone. Summer days and summer nights are gone. I know a place where there's still something going on. I got a house on a hill, I got a
lift up your glasses and say, well, I'm standing on the table, I'm proposing a toast to the king. While I'm driving in a flat in a Cadillac car, the girls all say, oh, I'm a worn-out star. My pockets are loaded out, I'm spending every dime. How can you say you love someone else? You know it's me all the time. So thick you can't spy the land. The fog is so thick that you can't even spy the land. What good are you anyway if you can't stand up to some old business band? Wedding bells are ringing, the choir is beginning to sing. Yes, the wedding bells are ringing and the choir's beginning to sing. What look good in the day and night is another thing. She's holding my hand. She looking into my eyes. She's holding my hand. She say you can't repeat the past. I say you can't. What do you mean you can't? Of course you can. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Sorry, that's nothing you would need to know. Well, my back is bent to the wall so long it seemed like it's stuck. Why don't you break my heart one more time, just for good luck? Carburetors and buzz, I'm using them all. I'm short on gas, my motor's starting to stall. My dogs are barking, there must be someone around. My dogs are barking, there must be someone around. I've got my hammer ringing, pretty baby, but the nails ain't going down. You got something to say, speak or hold your peace. Well, you got something to say, speak now or hold your peace. If it's information you want, you can get it from the police. Politician's got on his jogging shoes. He must be running for office, got no time to lose. Sucking the blood out of the genius of generosity. He been rolling your eyes, you been teasing me. God's river, my soul beginning to shake. Standing by God's river, my soul's beginning to shake. I'm counting on you, love, to give me a break. I'll be leaving in the morning as soon as the dark clouds lift. Yes, I'm leaving in the morning just as soon as the dark clouds lift. I'm breaking the roof, set fire to the places of hiding here. Summer days, summer nights are gone. Summer days, summer nights are gone. I'm a place where there's still something going on.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock. knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Glory out of the western town. She told a sad, sad story of the great ship that went down. 'Twas the 14th day of April, over the way she rode, sailing into tomorrow to a golden age foretold. The night was bright with starlight, the seas were sharp and clear, moving through the shadows, the promised hour was near. Lamps were holding steady, gliding over the foam, all the lords and ladies heading for their eternal home. The chandeliers were swaying from the balustrades above. The orchestra was playing the songs of faded love. The watchman, he lay dreaming as the ballroom dancers twirled. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the underworld. Sketchbook, he was often so inclined. He closed his eyes and painted the scenery in his mind. Cupid struck his bosom and broke it with a snap. The closest woman to him, he fell into her lap. He heard a loud commotion, something sounded wrong. His inner spirit was saying that he couldn't stand here long. He staggered to the quarterdeck, no time now to sleep. Water on the quarterdeck, already 3 foot deep. Smokestack was leaning sideways, heavy feet began to pound. He walked into the whirlwind, the sky splitting all around. The ship was going under, the universe had opened wide.
The roll was called up yonder. The angels turned aside. Lights down in the hallway, flickering dim and dull. Dead bodies already floating in the double bottom hull. The engines then exploded. Propellers, they failed to start. The boilers overloaded. The ship's bow split apart. Passengers were flying backward, forward, fine, fast. They mumbled, fumbled, and tumbled, each one more weary than the last. The veil was torn asunder between the hours of 12 and 1. No change, no sudden wonder could undo what had been done. The watchmen lay there dreaming at 45 degrees. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, dropping to her knees. Wellington, he was sleeping, his bed began to slide. His valiant heart was beating. He pushed the tables aside. Glass of shattered crystal lay scattered round about. He strapped on both his pistols. How long could he hold out? His men and his companions were nowhere to be seen. In silence there he waited for time and space to intervene. The passageway was narrow. There was blackness in the air. He saw every kind of sorrow, heard voices everywhere. Alarm bells were ringing to hold back the swelling tide. Friends and lovers clinging to each other side by side. Mothers and their daughters descending down the stairs, jumped into the icy waters. Love and pity sent their prayers. The rich man, Mr. Astor, kissed his darling wife. He had no way of knowing be the last trip of his life. Calvin, Blake and Wilson gambled in the dark. Not one of them would ever live to tell the tale or disembark. Brother rose up against brother in every circumstance. They fought and slaughtered each other in a deadly dance. They lowered down the lifeboats from the sinking wreck. There were traitors, there were turncoats, broken backs and broken necks. The bishop left his cabin to help all those in need. Turned his eyes up to the heavens, said the poor are yours to feed. Davy, the brothel keeper, came out, dismissed his girls. Saw the water getting deeper. Saw the changing of his world. Jim Dandy smiled. He'd never learned to swim. Saw the little crippled child and he gave his feet to him. He saw the starlight shining, streaming from the east. Death was on the rampage, but his heart was now in peace. They battened down the hatches, but the hatches wouldn't hold. They drowned upon the staircase of brass and polished gold. Leo said to Cleo, I think I'm going mad. But he lost his mind already, whatever mind he had. He tried to block the doorway to save all those from harm. Blood from an open wound poured down his arm. Petals fell from flowers till all of them were gone. In the long and dreadful hours, the wizard's curse played on. The host was pouring brandy, he was going down slow. He stayed right till the enemy was the last to go. There were many, many others, nameless here forevermore. They'd never sailed the ocean or left their homes before. Watchman, he lay dreaming, the damage had begun. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, and he tried to tell someone. Looked over at his compass, and he gazed into its face. Needle pointing downward, he knew he'd lost the race. In the dark illumination, he remembered bygone years. He read the book of Revelation, and he filled his cup. Cheers. When the Reaper's task had ended, 1600 had gone to rest. The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the loveliest and the best. They waited at the landing, and they tried to understand. But there is no understanding for the judgment of God's hand. News came over the wires and struck with deadly force. Love had lost its fires, all things had run their course. The watchman, he lay dreaming of all things that can be. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the deep blue sea.
BS show doing the Bob Dylan hour.
Yeah.
All these wild songs that I never knew he wrote.
Yeah, it'd be impossible to go through all the list of all the songs.
Amazing.
I'm sure there's some songs in there not too good, but, you know, obviously he's found the hits, you know. He's had a lot of top 100 songs, you know, top 100, you know, hits that a lot of people know about, you know. So, I mean, he's made a lot of good choices, I guess. But here's one, you know, people... You know,
you got some songs that other people have done?
Yeah, yeah. These are different ones besides the Jimi Hendrix song we did before. I think didn't Jimi Hendrix do a few other songs by Bob Dylan too? Besides,
I can't
remember all of them. But Adele, she covered one.
I don't know her either.
Yeah, she's a singer that's quite well known. And then there's Manfred Mann. He did a cover.
Oh, yeah, that one surprised me because I knew that one way back in the early 60s.
Really?
Yeah, with the Mighty Quinn, I think.
Yep, yep.
I mean, that was kind of a big tune back then. I had no idea that Bob Dylan wrote it.
That's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
Then Johnny Cash did a song that was a Bob Dylan song. I think we'll throw that one in there, too, because it's just kind of a, you know, that, you know, I knew Johnny Cash wrote some songs. I knew he had some songwriters that did songs for him, but I didn't know he did a Bob Dylan songs. So that's news to me, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I always heard about Sia, or there's other songwriters that don't really sing too much, but Sia does, for instance. So kind of Bob Dylan's like a, you know, Sia's like a Bob Dylan in a way, in my view, so like a modern day one. But I don't know. Well, let's
play these three and see what happens here.
Yeah.
To make you feel my love. to make you feel my love.
Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty wind. Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty wind. Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You will not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet, but jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees feeding pigeons on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within.
Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who may not know who I might be. And if you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you breathe it to nobody, 'cause you know I'm on the lam. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Jeannie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I wanted of a lot of things I've had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. Da, 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 da. I got sidetracked in El Paso, stopped to get myself a map, went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Shreveport, woke up in Abilene, wondering why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio. There's somebody set to grab me anywhere that I might be. So wherever you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me.
Real BS show doing a Bob Dylan hour.
Bob Dylan.
And you know, there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They just kind of like anti-Trumpers or something.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. We don't want to question what Bill was zipping up there.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was like the Byrds scarfed a lot of his songs. Who else? There was, I can't think right off the bat.
So. The Animals?
Yeah, the Animals did one or two. You know, a lot of people did them, and just nobody knew where they came from.
Right. Didn't you also play in a band, too, that was playing a bunch of songs, and you later on found out that was a Bob Dylan song? And
That's what we're doing now, this Too Dumb to Quit band.
The
doctor told me, I gave him a CD, and he says, well, there's a couple Bob Dylan songs on here. And I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
And so he enlightened me. I don't know.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Oh, yeah, they definitely, yeah. Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Byrds. And there was a few other folk singers that did a lot of his stuff.
Right. And I think Janis Joplin did a few of his songs, too, if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
Yeah, they all kind of shared songs back then, you know.
But, well, anything that would work, anything that makes sales.
Didn't you say it's down to Paul now with Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Peter died, Mary died.
So it's not just Paul.
Paul's the only one left, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was the brains of the outfit. He ran the, he was the accountant. He took care of the money.
Right.
And he guided them in the right directions.
Hey, I mean...
And Peter was just a squibbly jerk.
Yeah, I mean, I have to give credit to Paul then, because the music industry is a hellish landscape. I mean,
yeah,
well, predators everywhere are trying to take your money. You know, you got managers trying to take your money, you got the record company trying to take your money. A lot of stupid agreements.
And Mary, she was just a very pleasant person, just bubbly.
Right.
Even in her later years, you know, she's walking around with an oxygen bottle. On stage.
Really?
Yeah. And she kept going. So they had an office in New York City. They gave me a card. They said, please, stop in. I never did.
Yeah.
But I must have done 20 shows with them. Got to know them pretty well. So let's hear some more stuff here that Bob Dylan...
Yeah.
Put together, and other people took it over.
Yeah, we'll do some Peter, Paul, and Mary.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be just doesn't see the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer.
Whirling ship, all my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Jingle, jangle, morning, I'll come following you.
Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far off Electric lights still struck like arrows, fired but for the ones condemned to drift, or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. As we listen one last time, and we watch with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
BS show
coming at you from
beautiful downtown Union City.
Oh yeah, that's
historic.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, right in the heart of it. You know, we've been playing a lot of Bob Dylan songs, some of them by other musicians, and the next one is the band. You know, I Shall Be Released.
Well, they're Bob Dylan fans, anyways.
Yeah. And then we got the Animals. Did you listen to Animals?
That one I didn't know. That was a complete surprise. Yeah,
yeah, it's a that's an interesting one there. You know, I think the name of it is "It's All Over Now, Baby Blue." Yeah, he had a way with words. Bob Dylan did, really did. that's an interesting name for a song. You know, so
you had to be there.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, we'll hop to that. How about that?
All right, let's we'll play those two. Then we got one final one after that.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, but if you look around, there's a lot of Bob Dylan songs.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Can't imagine. So okay, well, let's do this.
Say that every man must fall. swear I see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. I see my light come shining from the west down.
at your door. Is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, let's go start anew. 'Cause it's all over now, baby blue. It's all over now, baby blue. It's all over, baby blue. It's all over, baby.
BS show on another windy day.
That was the Animals.
I got to get the weather report in there every day.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Time that's, we do this.
It was 50 degrees. We saw a flake of snow.
Cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, that might have been a nuclear explosion. Who knows?
Big difference from yesterday.
Right, yeah, definitely. It was very windy yesterday. I was picking up trash and stuff in the yard because, you know, it just blew everywhere. And the bag in my hand was almost flying out of my, you know, the wind was so big. It was like making a kite or a balloon with the wind. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I see it took Bob's teepee down.
Yeah.
Over there,
or
shed or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It caved in.
Yeah. The wind, she'd be blowing.
Yeah. It busted up some framework there.
Yeah.
Okay. This last one is, now I've never heard of this and I didn't know anything about it, but had a nice ring to it, so
yeah.
So I think we should play it.
Yeah.
And just let everybody know that Bob Dylan wrote the song, and
yeah, Michael Bolton performed it.
Yeah,
it was originally a Bob Dylan song, Steel Bars, and Michael Bolton covered it. And I think it's a decent hit, so in the greatest hits, I believe, for Michael Bolton. So you know, hey, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, until next week, everybody stay healthy and be safe. Be kind to each other.
Yeah.
There's enough war going on and we don't need any more.
Yeah. Internal and domestic and foreign.
We don't need any more fighting.
No.
So enjoy the, hopefully the springtime is about ready to blossom.
Well, you had the bullfrogs chirping, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the frogs are all out and barking, yeah. So I'll get a sound bite of that.
Yeah, we need that, yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty neat. I'll send you, I think I got a video of them and where I introduce them.
Right.
I'll send that to you.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to Michael Bolton end the show, and until next week, we'll see you all then.
Yeah.
Okay?
See ya.